You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
But first of all, we're going to go over to Rebecca, who is going to introduce our guest for us.
Yes, so we have a special guest today. We have Freya Stewart-Grant coming on to discuss a recent article that she's written about her experiences in science. So, just to start off, for people who haven't read the article, obviously we've all read it, could you possibly just summarise what you were basically saying in it, Freya?
Yes, so in the article, I was kind of detailing my own personal experiences with sexism in the STEM world. So I kind of described a few stories that and some experiences that had actually happened to me, because I kind of had in my head that I'd actually never experienced any sexism until I went back and looked and realised, wow, I actually have. So the article details some of those experiences.
Yeah. It was, I have to say, I found it very interesting read. Fundamentally, obviously, like there will be a lot of women who probably will read the article or might be listening to this who are already in STEM or want to be in STEM. What is there any like recommendation to them that you might give now, given the fact of like the things that you described are still, that are still happening? Things might change in the future, but is there any advice that you might give them going into science?
Yeah, my recommendation would probably be to actually kind of contact your university or college, because after I wrote the article and published it and spoke to, you know, my tutor and some people in my university, I actually found out that some of the incidents that happened were kind of a lot more serious than I'd kind of realized, and that I actually should have reported them. And so it's a case of kind of, I didn't know that I was able to report them, and I didn't know they'd be taken seriously. And now, obviously, I've written the article, the physics department is taking them seriously. So it's just a case of that they will listen to you and they do want to hear. They don't just think you're making it up. They have been very quick to respond and kind of say, actually, hold on, this needs to be reported, this needs to be dealt with.
Yeah, one of the things that you say is that you believe that young women deserve a place to turn to, a place to report such behaviours. Do you believe that this doesn't like sort of really exist properly, and that something else should be in place to help this?
At university, I found that there is a place to turn. I know in the physics department we have people to turn to for, you know, BIPOC issues, LGBT issues, women in physics issues. But that's for people who have already gone into the STEM world. I feel like I had nowhere to turn in college or GCSEs. You don't have these sort of representatives back at these younger ages, and so this is what kind of turns young women off of going into the science community, is the fact that they don't feel listened to from a young age, so they don't take the degree. And so yes, at a degree level we now have the support, but the girls have already dropped out.
I also did do physics at college, and you spoke about in your article that like you were one of the only few girls in your class, and I sort of experienced the same. And I think it is kind of, I guess, you know, it's a bit sort of isolating that you feel alone when you're doing a subject that, you know, you love. And especially for you, obviously doing physics at university, you know, you really were passionate. But maybe do you have any advice for like boys and male peers that are sort of doing subjects with you?
I guess a big thing would be to see the women on the course as equal. I think that I found, especially coming onto the degree, that kind of the guys saw me as kind of a potential partner. I wasn't seen as an equal peer on the course. And, you know, no one came to me to ask questions, I found, even though I often had the answers. No one kind of came to me for questions, especially during A-level. I was one of the top people in my class, and no one kind of asked me for help. They didn't see me as an equal. They just kind of, saw me as someone that they might be able to date. So it was kind of, just seeing them as an equal and treating them how you would treat any other peer.
And do you have any advice for maybe if something you spoke about, you know, you should, you know, report things if it's serious and, you know, you realise now maybe you should have reported things at college or in the past. And do you have any advice for people, you know, in sort of speaking out and being confident enough to sort of address things when they happen?
Yeah, I think it's probably about kind of identifying a staff member who you know will take you seriously. So when I wrote my article, I specifically sent it to staff members who I knew would take me seriously and who I knew would listen. So I sent it to my tutor and I sent it to one of the female lecturers who I had last year who I knew would take the issue very seriously. And so this kind of helped me when I had their backing. It's then been escalated to kind of people in our school of physics to deal with the issue. And so, yeah, it's just really about identifying the staff members who you know and who know you and who know that, you know, you won't be lying about these things.
Definitely on that. I was just wondering, so how did you kind of become interested in doing physics in the first place? And do you think that your experience in getting interested in it was different from other girls who may not have gone on to study kind of science subjects?
So I went to an all-girls school at secondary school, and actually a statistic I've heard was I think if you go to an all-girls school, you're 6 times more likely to end up in a STEM subject. And I've noticed that being here. All the girls I've talked to on my course are from an all-girls school. I've talked to lots of women on other STEM courses, and most of them have gone to all-girls schools. And so I think going there gave me the space to kind of enjoy the subjects I enjoyed. And then I got to college and I went, oh, hang on a minute, this isn't typical. I always kind of wondered why people looked at me when I said I wanted to do a physics degree when I was in my GCSEs. And then when I got to college, I realized, oh, this isn't typical of women, but all my friends were into maths and physics and all these typically male subjects. And so I think, yeah, going to the all-girls school, we were encouraged to get into these things.
Mm. So do you think, is that support lacking, or is it kind of dished out in different levels, would you say, in kind of mixed gender schools? Do you think that, you know, teachers are more likely to support boys or something like that?
So I'm not so sure. However, when I've talked to friends who have gone to mixed gender schools, a lot of their teachers in STEM subjects were male. Mm. Whereas at my all-girls school, it attracted mostly female teachers. I think like 90% of our teachers were female. So maybe it was just seeing yourself represented and kind of seeing these female role models is a difference. But obviously I can't speak about mixed schools as I didn't go to one, but I definitely feel like having the female teachers helped push us.
Would you say then that like there needs to be maybe some more like kind of encouragement for people, for instance, like in mixed schools? Like I went to a girls' school as well, actually, and also a mixed school, and I would say there was a lot of active encouragement when we were in the girls' school. Like we had days where like they talk about like women in STEM and like whole afternoons dedicated to it. In the mixed school, this wasn't done as such. I wouldn't necessarily say like, you know, girls were pushed out of it, but do you think there should be more things sort of actively encouraging women just because of that disparity in gender?
Oh, definitely. Since coming to university, I've noticed more kind of women in physics talks, etc. But kind of they're preaching to the choir. They're preaching to me and my friends who kind of have already kind of dedicated ourselves to this path and kind of already know what we're in for. But I never saw any of them growing up, or never really had those kind of groups where they develop skills for young women, for example. So maybe in mixed schools, kind of actively having clubs or groups specifically dedicated to women in STEM, or talks and workshops dedicated to it, would kind of help to encourage those identifying as female to kind of pursue these areas.
Completely. I also wanted to just ask, because in your article you mentioned also experiencing harassment. Would you say that that's something that's quite common within like the science and STEM community, and do you think this is something that puts women off a lot?
So I wouldn't say it was crazy common within the community. However, I wasn't shocked when this happened. It was a male peer of mine kind of, I think I had asked for help on a question, and then next thing you know, he was messaging me a lot, asking me out. I was saying no and kind of just repeating asking me out until I literally had to spell out, "I'm not interested." And then next thing I heard from my friend, she goes, oh, this creepy guy's messaging me. And it was the same guy. And I don't know, I don't think it's overly prevalent in the STEM community, but I think it's kind of, in general, an issue with certain groups of men, basically. And I think that it just happens to present itself in the STEM community because of the higher percentage of men. I think it's kind of more an attitude amongst some men that, you know, the women aren't equal and they shouldn't be asking them for help and seeing them as peers and friends, that, you know, they're only there as a love interest. So I think that kind of being in STEM, where it's, you know, I think 3/4 male, probably just amplifies this as opposed to being a particularly difficult thing in STEM. Mm.
No, you kind of pointed to some of your experiences there with, you know, and some of your experiences as well, kind of at school being shown, you know, inspirational women in STEM and stuff like that. Do you think, given that they kind of women represent a smaller proportion of, you know, people in STEM, do you think there's kind of a camaraderie between women in STEM to try and kind of help each other out?
Oh, definitely. And I feel like there's quite a big kind of camaraderie as well with, like, lots of minorities in STEM. I kind of was looking at my friendship group and realised that there's a lot of us who identified as queer and who are female, and we had kind of all created a little group with ourselves. There's definitely a big camaraderie, and we all kind of share these similar issues of, you know, being kind of slightly outsiders on the course. And so, yeah, I feel like there is a big camaraderie with the women and stuff. Like, tomorrow I am speaking to the inclusivity officer in the physics department, and both of us were quite excited to talk to each other because women in physics is so rare. I can't wait to hear about her insight into the professional world. And so, yeah, I think that we tend to have a big camaraderie and stick together.
Yeah, and you were saying about obviously sticking together, and I can completely, you know, sort of agree that I do a STEM sort of subject, and I feel like a lot of people are, you know, wanting to be supportive of others. But would you sort of say it's maybe, I don't know my question exactly, but I guess it's sort of like a bit detrimental that sometimes the women do tend to stick together, and maybe obviously it's good to be bringing each other up and supporting each other, but at the same time, like, sort of our male peers need to also realise that they should be supporting of women as well.
I definitely think so. And I raised it in my blog post, actually, the sexist comment that was made about one of my lecturers. This was on a group chat of probably about 150 people. And I hadn't paid attention to the chat, and I kind of looked at it. And it was about 2 hours later, and about 70 people had seen it. And no one had thought to say, actually, you can't say that. Please, could you stop? And it kind of fell to me to be like, actually, can we not talk about our female lecturers like that? And it kind of made me realise that, you know, maybe it would be the men's responsibility, or, my, you know, my fellow peers, to be like, actually, this isn't okay. And then they'd reported it. But, you know, out of these 70 people who saw it before me, not one person thought to even mention, actually, this is a bit wrong. So definitely, I think it falls to kind of anyone, really, anyone who sees kind of any form of discrimination on a course, is their responsibility to kind of call it out and say, actually, we're not okay with this.
This is URL.